Unit 9, the ocean floor. The seafloor is a vast and largely unexplored place that stretches out for thousands of miles beneath the surface of the water. There are some trenches so deep on the seafloor that Mount Everest would disappear inside them and be lost forever. Scientists are working to study this large area more each day because they believe some of the secrets to how the Earth was made can be found deep down on the ocean floor. The continental shelf is the region below water that branches outward from the Earth's continents. North America has a long continental shelf that stretches out for 350 kilometers into the Atlantic Ocean, and a short continental shelf on the Pacific side that only reaches about 35 kilometers outward. This is not considered a part of the ocean floor, but part of the continents. At the edge of the shelf is a deep slope that leads to the ocean floor, which is made of trenches, ridges, and plains. Surface currents and deep ocean currents serve to make the landscape of the ocean floor. Sediments that get caught up in these currents are dropped off into large trenches and fill them up over time, creating large plains underwater. Much like the tectonic plates that shape the landscape of the continents, plates below the ocean floor also shift to create mountains and valleys deep below the sea. Plates come together and collide at convergent boundaries. This forms a large ocean trench. As this happens, part of the crust is destroyed. These trenches are much more massive than the ones on the continents. Trenches on the ocean floor also experience a great deal of volcanic activity and earthquakes. Some scientists say that all the magma that comes from underwater volcanoes in a year could cover a piece of land four times the size of Alaska with 1 meter of lava. When two plates pull apart, it is called a divergent boundary. At these boundaries, large mountain chains are formed on the ocean floor. These mid-ocean ridges are also full of volcanic activity. The volcanoes spew lava into the water, which cools and hardens to create new crust underwater. This replaces the crust that was destroyed from convergent boundaries. Volcanoes that form underwater are called seamounts. Some seamounts get so large that they poke through the water's surface and begin to form new land on the Earth. The tallest of these is called Mauna Kea in Hawaii. It is taller than Mount Everest, making Mauna Kea the tallest mountain on Earth.